Is it possible, though, to deport several million people without having officers interact with lots of people, and things will go wrong and people will get killed? Isn't that not kind of an inevitable consequence of even attempting deportations at scale, Stephen?
If you're being honest, then any increase in law enforcement is also going to cause an increase in adverse events, I guess we can call them. But the issue is that we're not seeing these regrettable adverse events where it's like, man, like the guy was a threat and then he, you know, started fleeing from the cops and, you know, they had to take a rough shoot and there was background fire or something. Like, we're not seeing those types of incidents, though. We're seeing the guy that shot and killed Renee Good, who had his phone out recording, who was like the fucking bitch after her car rolls away and she's executed. We saw this dude, the guy who just got killed, they dragged him out of the car. You see the lifeless body flop onto the ground, and then they're handcuffing the dude. It's just, we call these unforced errors in the business, okay? It's not like ISIS ran out of people to do enforcement action against. It comes off as pretty Gestapo to me, but I don't know. You know, that's just me as an American citizen watching feds killing U.S. citizens with absolute impunity, so, you know.